USA News. I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is reacting to the news that Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has reportedly died in prison. Speaking from the White House, President Biden says the truth is not going to come out from the Russian government.
Russian authorities are going to tell their own story. Make no mistake. Putin is responsible for Navalny's death.
Two juveniles have been charged in connection to the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. The shooting this week left one person dead and 22 others injured. Police say the juveniles are being held at a juvenile detention center on gun-related and resisting arrest charges. Economists are warning of persistent inflation after January's wholesale prices rose more than expected. The Labor Department reporting Friday the producer price index increased 0.3% after a slight decline in December. The PPI measures the prices producers pay for goods and services. The White House is speaking directly about concerns related to a serious national security threat flagged by the chair of the House Intelligence Committee this week, Ryan Daniels, with the update.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
I can confirm that it is related to an anti-satellite capability that Russia is developing.
He says this capability has not been deployed by Russia and that no one is in immediate danger. Republican Mike Turner wants the Biden administration to declassify the details so they can be discussed openly in Congress. Lawmakers were briefed on Capitol Hill Thursday.
Former President Donald Trump is being ordered to pay over $350 million in his New York State civil fraud trial. He's also banned from doing business in the state for 3 years. The judge also banning his sons from doing business there for 2 years. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
All eyes this week in Washington, D.C. were on IRS Commissioner Daniel Werfel, who was testifying in a congressional hearing held by the House Ways and Means Committee. It comes after President Biden instituted reforms aimed at helping the tax agency collect more money from top earners in the United States. Commissioner Werfel highlights the agency's goals with regard to the Inflation Reduction Act.
Is to increase scrutiny for complex filers, wealthy individuals, large corporations, and complex partnerships that are evading their tax responsibility. It is not our intent to increase scrutiny and invest this money on a new wave of audits for middle and low income.
The Biden administration is announcing a $1 billion plan to improve airport terminals across the country. The bulk of it is in the bipartisan infrastructure law, and they plan to make airports more comfortable by adding outlets and security lines more efficient. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, speaking in North Carolina, acknowledges improving air travel is going to take more than just making airports more comfortable.
We're thinking about how to improve that, partly with regard to safety, something given new relevance by the 737 MAX 900 incident in January. And so our work has been not only to improve the comfort of our airports, but to invest in strengthening safety and in performance.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.